This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reddit off sliced bread.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Presented by Mokarem Injury Lawyers.
Mokarem Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. I want to appreciate everybody out there. Thank everybody out there for listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 610. Listening to Sports Radio 610, 6A to 6P. Any way that you do. The AM dial, FM dial, YouTube, Twitch. We greatly appreciate you. Also, the Odyssey app. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, we appreciate it. If not, I'd greatly appreciate if you download it. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Keep us on your hip. Take us everywhere you go. We got all kind of promos rolling on there. You never know when we're going to do some kind of giveaway on there, and they're big giveaways too. But the you know, if you got the Odyssey app right now, one beautiful thing is that rewind feature. And today, yesterday was Will Anderson on the In the Loop, on with In the Loop group. And today was Azeez Al-Shaair. Was on the In the Loop group and with the In the Loop group. And you can use that rewind feature to go on back and listen to Azeez with the fellas. Also, guys, did y'all know that today was National Tequila Day?
I did, actually.
I did not.
I mean, we got a little bit of
saw it on social media.
I mean, I think there's a National Everything Day, but National Tequila Day. I may sip me a little bit this evening.
You should.
I may sip me
a little bit. Thirsty Thursday.
I'm trying to think which brand I'm going to go with.
Casamiga.
Zero chance. It's a good mixer, though. Good mixer. But I'm trying to think which one I'm going to go with. I got several of them high-end joints on the at the bar at the house. I'm going to have to go with one this evening, I think. And
suck one of them down, baby.
If I can get them babies down early, I can get on that patio and watch the sun goes down behind me, but I can watch the day come to an end and nightfall, if you know what I mean. Watch the moon rise. So I'm going to have me one of them, and I'll take time to – my favorite tequila song is – without a doubt, Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off by my man Joe Nichols, Arkansas boy, good friend of mine, Joe Nichols. One of the best voices in country music. And
excellent title.
That song is getting absolutely wore out today. No question about it. For the folks that know it's National Tequila Day, one of those songs that when you say tequila, Joe's is typically in the top handful that you think of. So,
how do you go about getting a day made?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, if I want to go by National Air Force One Day, like, how do you?
I would.
The,
I would.
The shoe, not the plane.
I would imagine that. Not the plane. I'd imagine the plane will get one before the shoe.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you go about making that official. I guess you can just make an announcement on social media and hope people grab it.
Everybody go roll with
it. If it's something like tequila, then I'm sure everybody will grab it and use it as an excuse to get busy with it. Yeah, I got to figure that out, man. I got to. Maybe I'll stop and pick a new bottle up on the way home.
Not,
or maybe I'll just knock one back when I get there. We'll find out. Texans training camp, y'all. Practice number two. It's in the books this morning, 9 o'clock. I want y'all to know, boys, I thought about both of y'all when that sweat ran down the middle of my back and hit that old crack, man. It put a smile on my face. I'm not one of those that gets out there and complains about how hot it is, man. It literally brings joy to me to know that that sweat still runs, man. It's beautiful. So good and hydrated. It was running this morning. But today was an interesting day with the Texans, y'all. I think this is a day that I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, so to speak, but today was an interesting day because it was. I disagree with what D'Amico said after practice in terms of you know, some good on each side. I think today was an extremely sloppy day by the offense. You're already slow paced, doing very little.
We don't like that.
There were two balls on the ground in the backfield today. One of them was C.J. Stroud. He dropped the football. I think he dropped a snap. He picked it up and made a bad play worse by overthrowing Higgins on a little in cut to his right, and he hit the safety right in the chest, I believe it was, right behind him. The other was one of the third or fourth string quarterbacks, either Graham Mertz or Keaton Slovis. One of those two put a ball on the ground, almost ran away from the ball. The defense picks up and would have took it for a scoop and score the other direction. So, you know, that happened. And then I think the O-line struggled mightily in pass pro today. I don't know what the issue was overall, but the pass protection was not good. And Juice Scruggs, he got 2023 beat one time. I think he was playing left guard.
Damn.
And it just looked like his feet were buried in concrete. He got left in the dirt, and that D tackle was in CJ's face before he could do anything. The very next play, the guard again. I don't know if it was Juice or not, but one of the guards just got put in the lap of the quarterback, as well as both tackles got they met that guard at the quarterback right there. So it was a rough run. But I thought today was a sloppy, really sloppy as hell day, to be completely honest with you, for the offense. But I don't want to overreact here. This is going to happen. When you're installing an offense, when you're overhauling an offense, an entire offensive line, and then you have to go team reps versus a Super Bowl caliber defense, what I think is going to be a Super Bowl caliber defense, this kind of thing is going to happen fairly often in training camp, I would think, until the offense gets time to catch up. And I'm talking 3 weeks into camp, you may catch up kind of deal. I don't want to oversell it, but let's call it what it is. It was a sloppy as hell day by the offense. Defensively, I mentioned it a bit. This is a championship caliber defense, and they appear to be in midseason form and these dogs are hunting. I think one thing that stood out to me today is more on the, okay, I needed to see it front, but Henry Toa and Azeez Al-Shaair were your two LB1s side by side. I think those guys probably end up playing more behind each other instead of side by side on the front line. I think EJ Speed ends up being one of the starting backers. However, there was some questions about Henry Toa in the offseason of where's he at.
And
you know, there's also the question of Henry Toa. We saw him make a huge jump from 22 to 23?
Yeah,
I mean, just made a huge jump. And so who is he? Is he more of the guy that's in shape, the guy that's moving well, or is he more the heavy-footed linebacker that's going to struggle on several fronts? Henry appears to be in great shape, moving really well, and he was out there, so he's obviously healthy. That was good. As I mentioned, EJ Speed was running with the twos. I don't see that happening, to be honest with you. I think he'll be in the starting rotation before it's all said and done.
It was good, by the way, to see Christian Harris at least out there. I hadn't seen him. He wasn't in jersey. He wasn't in uniform, but he was in
sweats.
And he was out there with the position group. So it was good to see that he was at least outside out there.
Yeah. It was, again, back on the offensive side too, Ron. It was very, very the offensive line, that rotation heavy thing. Is you kind of keep an eye on you know, are the starters going for the first hour, or are the starters the ones that are into it? The rotation is ridiculous, which in a good way. I mean, it's just you can't even hardly keep up. I'm up there missing a play because I'm trying to figure out who the hell is on the offensive line. They're rotating them jokers through there. So we'll see how all that comes out in the wash. You know, I do have one thing that's more along the lines of a rant than anything else, Ron. But, you know, when you got an offense that's trying to – because the dynamic is really interesting in Houston, because I mentioned it. You got a Super Bowl caliber defense that is super physical and super aggressive, right? And it's – you've got an offense – that is, I mean, taking baby steps in terms of installing Nick Caley's terminology and scheme, right? And I love what they're doing offensively. Today was another, by the way, another slow day offensively of more of a, I mean, like walkthrough scout team, run heavy periods early on to make sure they get this thing down. But when those two come together and there is ones versus ones, Ron, I think this is something that D'Amico needs to monitor. What's more important? Is it more important that your defense goes balls to the wall and just makes it as hard as they possibly can on an offense, again, that's trying to rebuild an offensive line and install an offense? Or is it more important that you get at least, it's good to be full speed or whatever, but you at least get a good clean pocket so C.J. Stroud can move around a little bit and throw the football, and the O-line coach can see what the hell's going on and who's got who. The OC can see everything unfold and get those good quality reps you can teach off of. Which one is more important? And I'm going to tell you, being the offensive-minded guy, I'm just at a spot with Will Anderson where I need somebody to rein his ass in. I don't know if it's D'Amico Ryans. I don't know if it's C.J. Stroud. I don't know who it is. But somebody needs to go to Will Anderson and say, hey, Will, man, we get the motor you got, right? But we can't disrupt every single play for the last – when they come together and they got 10 or 12 plays, ones versus ones, and we're in shells, like, Will is – and look, I'm not – the only thing I'm concerned about is, like, the disruption of the entire play that's being ran. And – Will is going full speed, balls to the wall, and I know it's in his nature, and I get it, but it is totally disruptive, whether it's a run play or it's a pass play, and you're in shells, man. Like, just get you a couple of steps and then let the offense get the look that they need instead of completely disrupting everything. I need somebody to have a chat with Will. And look, this ain't an attack Will deal for all you sensitive sumbucks out there. This is just one of them deals where I, as a Texans fan, I think it's more important that they get really good looks offensively and get the most out of every rep. And the last thing I'm worried about is Will Anderson conditioning himself to go hard every single play. And I don't know who it is, but
it does feel different when they're in shell. Like that is almost a symbol of more teaching,
yes.
More mind work,
right.
Than it is more physicality.
Look,
work.
I will admit, I think the dumbest thing in football, all levels of football, when I see these camps out there with high school kids, and these kids have got, hell, some of them are probably already making NIL money in high school, but they got a chance to change their life at the college level, and they're out there in no helmets, no pads at some camp. Ranking camp, five-star camp, and they're doing one-on-one pass rush and bull rushing, and guys are rolling all over the ground to see who can touch a damn back. I think that's the dumbest thing in football. If I had a kid, I'd yank my kid out of any camp that was doing that, first of all. And I think it's plumb-ass silly. You get to the pro level, and it's just like, I understand that everybody's got to be a pro, and the energy's got to match, but just where if I'm Nick, this is where it would get if it were me.
You were who? If you were Nick?
If I were Nick Caley, because if I were C.J. Stroud and I were really good friends with Will, I would have a conversation with him. But if I were Nick Caley, this is where I would be with it, right? In today's game, you do, I mean, you're doing shell work 90% of the time, I believe I'd go to D'Amico Ryan. I believe I'd go to D'Amico and I say, hey, Miko, here's the deal, man. I got to install this offense. I got to get good looks. I got to get my guys to get good looks. If you're not going to pull Will out when we do team, when we do ones versus ones, or we're not going to ask him to take three full steps and then chill out a little bit.
Because it is then, very different than everybody else.
that's the other thing. I know there's a lot of people that are like, oh, you're sitting. No. It's completely different than everybody else on the field, right? And I'm not. And look, I'm not knocking him. I'm just the dynamic in Houston is you got an offense that's behind big time that's got to catch up, and you got a championship caliber defense. I tell D'Amico, I say, hey, Miko, here's the deal. If you're not going to either pull him out or make sure that he's a 3-4-5-step guy and then chill out, if you're not going to do one of those things, then here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get Nick Chubb to put his face mask so deep in his rib cage in this next drill that he's got to at least acknowledge that could happen to slow him down a little bit. I mean, it's just an absolute disruption. So, I think somebody needs to chit chat with Will.
You are understandably struggling with the ability to install this offense the way. For me, I get that part of it, but for me, it's just the injury factor. He is with no pads on and with everybody else going at best. Probably 75%. Mm-hmm. He's coming around that sucker going 100 miles an hour, hard, punching, swimming around, dipping around, and he many times is ending up where number seven is. Well, that's my big thing is the injury portion.
There's always that. But here's, you know, and I said this the other day, the guy I liken it to is Junior Seau. Right? I mean, Junior, but here's the difference. And this is where I'm going just to get a little difference. Because Junior obviously is one of the greatest to ever do it. Junior was an off-ball linebacker.
Yep.
Junior's ball to the wall was covering man. Junior's balls to the wall was most of the time zone coverage or filling a hole when he reads run, right? Junior, the one time it would stand out for Junior, which is every snap for Will Anderson, is when he would walk up in the A-gap.
That's going to say.
With nothing but shells on, which the A-gap for y'all out there is the gap between the center and the guard. He would walk up in the A-gap, and as soon as the ball was snapped, he'd get as skinny as he could and go as hard as he could in that damn A-gap. And it would disrupt whatever play you had. You have no the pass protections broke down. If it's a run play, your guard and tackle, your guard and center are completely wiped out in the scheme. And you...
You get nothing to come.
But the thing with Junior is it was just that he was an off-ball linebacker, so it happened few and far between. The problem with Will is his ass is coming like at every single play.
From the so end spot.
Yeah, so it's one like, oh, man, somebody needs to tap Will on the shoulder and say, hey, man, you want this offense to help? You want this offense to score a few points this year? Why don't you take a break, man? Why don't you take the last 15 minutes of practice off every day? Let us get this installed in.
Yeah, again, when he throws the pads on, I don't think that's what you're referring to.
No. It's the shell situation that is just, it's impossible.
Yeah. Breaking news. Clint wants Will to be traded. He works too hard.
I guess you can get there from that conversation I just had, yeah.
Championships and Super Bowl caliber defenses, LOL. Let's slow the roll on that. I mean, I think defensively that is a fair thing. I think they have a championship, potentially a championship defense.
I will be highly disappointed if this isn't a top five NFL defense. That puts it in the championship caliber range.
Yeah, I believe that. I'll say I'd be highly disappointed if it's in top 10. They're six or seven or something. That's right. I'll be shocked if they're not a top 10 defense. And there hasn't been a rash of injuries, right, mm-hmm. or something like that. But they've got what it looks to be that. They just got to get there. Will's got to slow down just a tad. All right. We were wondering if there would be three, and there is a third one. How big is this one? Hulk Hogan passes away at 71. Mm. How big is this one? We'll discuss.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
We might talk about that Botox stuff here in a bit, but
love good commercial break combo.
Wait, who's Botox? What'd I miss?
Tyler, we might talk about that Botox conversation with Tyler here in a bit.
We sure as heck can.
They say it comes in threes, right? Malcolm Jamal Warner earlier this week, Ozzy Osbourne, and now Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea. Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71, which I think I'm certain everybody, most everyone listening to this has an understanding of Hulk Hogan. Most everybody listening to this has an understanding of Hulk Hogan. And how big he is. This is one that hits CNN, hits everything. He is a big, big star. You think he is somebody that, what percentage of people you think in this country know who Hulk Hogan is? Like, you think that, like, I'm trying to think of how big.
I think there was a time. I don't think it's as overwhelming as it was right now. But I think there was a time when he was as big as any celebrity out there.
Yeah, because he was in TV shows and doing movies and stuff.
I mean, they were making.
But I still, even right now,
would your kids know who he is?
Yeah. I feel like if I'd say, my kids watch wrestling, so they see him.
Yeah, brother.
But maybe if we don't go to kids, but if we talk about people like over 15, I bet you they may not know a whole lot about him. They may not know that he beat Andre the Giant in WrestleMania 3,
right,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I'd say to you the name Hulk Hogan, have you heard of that person? I think the vast majority of people over a certain age will at least have an understanding of who he is.
Oh, I agree. I think probably one of the most famous individuals.
Yes.
Like, not just wrestling. I'm talking about most famous individuals
people.
In America. I don't know about, I don't know the whole scene that, you know, internationally, but in America.
America runs the world, bro. It's cool.
People that know him.
But I would think even, especially how wrestling has become, I would think even internationally he is.
Yeah.
He
That's
is
where
huge.
I was going. I don't know how international wrestling is. Obviously it is. I don't know. Definitely in this country.
Oh, like with Ozzy too. If y'all remember, he had a little run with a reality television show with like his family.
Yeah.
Like for me, I believe he's clearly bigger than Ozzy Osbourne. Like a known star, bigger star. I think he is.
Yeah.
Clearly bigger than him.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Like this is like this is one I feel like. Like on even like news shows, ESPN, there's going to be a stop in like a segment on.
Yeah.
That's not like Malcolm Jamal Warner probably not getting a segment on, you know, on everything. Yeah. On everything.
No, like I agree. It's a stop in your tracks no matter what network you're on or what topic you're covering.
Yeah. Like
I agree.
Someone said my brother knows who Hulk Hogan is. I think I heard In the Loop talking about this, and I know Sean Pendergast, I believe, texted in to him. I was about to just start doing it my damn self. Then I said, well, I guess Sean has done it. Like, there's an argument, like, is he top three WWE of all time? Like, there's a difference between, you know, how, like, real wrestling heads feel. I think real wrestling heads, a lot of real wrestling heads.
Still real to me, damn it.
Feel like, you know, Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels may be the best wrestlers. But, like, overall in terms of impact, of why wrestling is as big as it is right now,
woo!
I think there are two major figures that are the reason why wrestling is where it is, and I think he's one of them. Him and Vince McMahon are, I believe, the two biggest reasons why wrestling is insane like it is right now.
Is The Rock in that group? Potentially.
But later on, like kind of like Hulk set the stage for The Rock and a Stone Cold.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, but I think wrestling. I think personally, Hulk Hogan is still the biggest name in wrestling.
Hulkamania,
like the most known. Like now, The Rock is difficult because it's movies too. I think there are a lot of people who know him as Dwayne Johnson. The actor more than they connect him with wrestling. Like Stone Cold made the most money, sold the most merchandise in his run. I know, like Stone Cold was huge. Stone Cold's not Hogan.
Give me a hell
now,
yeah!
No, I don't think everybody you can roll through and be like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Maybe in the heart of what 1998, 97, you could do that. And people when he was real hot.
Right.
I think right now you can still say, you know Hulk Hogan? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think it was Stone Cold. And now The Rock, yes. The Rock is, but like, again, I was watching Family Feud, and the question on Family Feud was, what's one thing that you connect with Dwayne The Rock Johnson? And wrestling was not number one.
Yeah, see, it would be for me.
I think it probably would be for me, but like the number one answer was like,
oh, you meant rest. Okay, I got
What do you like? And they had different answers. I think number one was movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think number two was muscles, size, and then yeah. I think wrestling was third.
Yeah.
I think Hulk Hogan, you just say, give me a name in wrestling.
Hulk's the first one. No question.
I think it's
overwhelming.
Like someone said, like people are texting in Cena. Like, yeah, Cena is well known.
Again, though, Hulk
he's
set
not
that stage.
Like he's not, but not just
but, set but the, not even on the same not level. Not just set,
it. It's to me, it's like it. He's it's like Babe Ruth. Like if I'm gonna roll through you and just say you can just name, it like the name baseball. What comes up with baseball? I think there are better players than Babe Ruth.
I got a message just, for those
it's
Yankees.
It's just the name that is synonymous with the sports.
I think that's fair.
With the sport.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think Hulk is the most well known. I think he's the name that's synonymous. I think I think he's one of the top celebrities of all time.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. He was the first one that just crossed over and just took it to where it's not just.
Mm-hmm.
Which Hogan in wrestling? Which Hogan are you when you close your eyes and you see Hulk Hogan? Which version
the,
do you
the
see?
The original?
You do?
I see that black beard.
I do too. I see the NWO with that spray painted belt. I see villain Hogan. And I think probably because that is when I was really I've watched it since I was a kid. Like I remember,
yeah.
But I see when I like the Hogan I remember is the Hogan that was about to beat up Jay Leno on the Tonight Show. The Hogan that was rolling with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
I see the bad.
The only time that I've ever been, I mean, knee deep in wrestling was the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Same.
Era.
So it's, Attitude Era,
but,
yeah.
But only, if you flip to say, the other channel, that's what he was doing.
Well, but what I'm saying is, if you walked to me and said wrestling, who comes? I mean, Hulk would be the first one I'd mention. And the only person I've ever specifically tuned in to see consistently was Stone Cold in that. Yeah. 98, 97, 98, 99 era.
Yeah, and there may be some people under 20 or 25 that may say Cena.
Yeah.
Or that may say The Rock. Maybe. But I think most it's Hogan. Hogan, Mr. T, all of that stuff. So he passes away at the age of 71. All right, coming up as we get going here, we'll get you the starting lineups. As the Astros are back home, they will face the A's. We'll let you know who Jason Alexander, he's getting the ball tonight, who is going to be in the lineup for him tonight. And we're 8 days away, 8 days away from a very, very, very important date for the Astros. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busting wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling them to bring it back.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, I do want to test this out to the people. If this is, I understand maybe some may believe the eye dilation avoidance was a cheap situation. I have another one. I don't think this one is cheap. Clint seems to be on the fence on this. I don't think this one that I just shared with him is cheap. Before that, here is the starting lineup as the Astros come back home to the Daikin, and they will face the A's. Luis Severino on the mound for the A's, almost called him Oakland. Taylor Trammell standing at leadoff spot, baby, in center field. Altuve is back in the lineup and left. Caratini is catching tonight. In the three spot, Christian Walker is in the cleanup spot. And Cam Smith, they moved him back down. And I don't mind it. Hill Trammell, he got on base three times yesterday and has done pretty well in that leadoff spot. But Cam Smith in the five spot in right. And John Singleton is the designated hitter tonight. Bat,
I cannot
bat flip. It's so gun
and
back.
This is on us. We said, I think it was me and you, Tyler. I believe we said his ass is never. I think it was just you. His ass is never, ever coming back.
I did.
And he has found his way in the middle of a pennant chase, a pennant race, July 24th in the lineup as the DH.
Mm.
I bet you he sees.
Big bat flip is back, huh?
I bet you he sees 11 pitches tonight. Dubon, he is at short. Matthews at, or he is, where's Dubon at? He's at third. Matthews is at second base, batting eighth with Zach Short at shortstop. So again, Trammell leading off, Altuve back in the lineup, Caratini, Walker, Cam Smith, John Singleton back. The big bat flip is back at DH. Dubon, Matthews, and Short, and then Jason Alexander is pitching. Oh, there you go, Space Cowboy, Trammell. Space Cowboy Singleton, and just really on the streets, Space Cowboy Matthews, Space Cowboy Short, Space Cowboy Alexander. So five Space Cowboys out of the 10. Half.
That's where we're at, folks.
God, and, I would say we're still the Skeeters. Just so many.
Did you
say things.
Yesterday best record in the AL?
Yeah, it was. Woo! And then the Jays tied it later. So tied for the best record.
I'll powered by Sugar Land.
Boy, it's an impressive run, boys.
Sugar / Corpus. Couple of Corpus yeah. in there, I believe.
Yeah.
How about that? Oh, so that is man. The lineup today. I do want to get to the important date here 8 days from now. But the scenario here, Tyler, and the people, I don't think this one is cheap. I kind of knew that maybe some people may feel the eye thing was. So we got the big AAU tournament coming up this weekend. My oldest has a 11U AAU tournament in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah, you're going to San
Antonio. Yeah, and originally planned to leave right after the show on Friday. Going to go ahead and drive to San Antonio. But
get on up to the Hill Country a little early?
Yeah. But we thought, obviously, like, usually his games are early. So, you know, when it scheduled the hotel for Friday, went ahead, go ahead and leave and get up there and get rolling. Found out that game is not till 4:00.
Four o'clock tip, man.
4:00. So I went ahead and canceled that Friday. Just gonna go up Saturday morning. Right up in there. Save that day.
Does that surprise you, Tyler?
That's not cheap.
Nope. That's not even close to some of the cheapest things you've done, sure. But
one could say that's a smart move.
You could. But there is a degree of cheap in there.
Like, here's the question around it. Was it just an immediate cancel because you to save the money, or was it like, hey, no, we got some things we need to do, keep the family at the house, we can go up a little, was it an immediate like, oh, hell no, I ain't spending that $150 or whatever it was?
My thought was, yeah, we can save on that. We can save on that date.
Well, there was never no like, hey, honey, and then, hey, babe, won't we, if we go up there early, then we can get up. Maybe we can enjoy a nice little restaurant for a little breakfast or a little lunch or something before the game start at 4:00. We enjoy that morning.
No, on the
Riverwalk or nothing like that.
No, it was just me and the boys going. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. The girls are staying back. Court and Lauren are staying back. It's just me and the boys.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I think, I mean, look, I think Courtney would probably go ahead and spend that, whatever that costs to get y'all out of her hair for a day.
Yeah, we'll go ahead.
I mean, get on out of her hair and let her and Lode enjoy the day.
They're
going to
eat breakfast at the house, and then we're going to get up, and then we're going to drive up there.
Boy, can't even get a solid meal like Waffle House or something.
They'll get a meal there. I mean,
Could you imagine being up there with your two boys in the hotel room and say, boys, let's get up and get us a little breakfast. We got a little game. Game don't tip till 4:00.
Continental.
We ain't going to have no travel legs, no nothing like that. We're going to get us a little breakfast. Go get our leg. Hey, we can get us a little morning walk through on the Riverwalk. We can get us a nice little lunch. Maybe we can go somewhere and get... Find us a little park in the San Antonio area where Nicholas can get a couple shots up before the game. Is it Nicholas or Trey's game?
Trey's playing.
Trey's game?
No.
You know?
No.
What are we going to do?
grab a little breakfast, eat a little breakfast, get down there, check in a hotel, let them maybe get a little rested.
Did you even think about asking?
And we'll probably grab some lunch somewhere.
Think about it? On your way, you're going to grab some lunch in a hurry. Eat in the car.
We leave at what, 9 o'clock? That should get us
loading
there.
Up his bag at the Continental Breakfast.
I do need to check out. If we were in an embassy,
get some of these Danishes.
Even think about asking Courtney, like, hey, babe, would you rather just go ahead and get out of your hair so that you and Lo can have y'all a little slow motion day
want us
kind
out of
deal?
Of her hair. She loves
us. I think
she's gonna have us out of her
hair. In fact,
hair.
I know my wife loves me, but if I were gonna take two of the three kids,
we're good. No.
Yeah, no.
She loves it. Yeah. And trust, she can lay down. I'll cook the breakfast. Pack some snacks as well for them. We don't need to stop.
That shouldn't be
a stop right there.
I mean, look,
that's a straight shot. No stop, no gas.
I just think we should ask Courtney.
Oh, I think she's with it. She's with it. We'll stop and get something good, right? Whatever they want.
Hey, Court, I know it's an extra night at the hotel, but look, I thought it'd be nice if we go ahead and get on up out of here and give you a little one-on-one time, maybe a little low-key time.
What do you boys want for lunch? Nicholas, McDonald's, bet.
Got it.
Gotcha.
We'll pass 42 of them joints on the way to San Antonio.
We'll get them some lunch, have a nice little dinner. We'll get them into bed. We'll see what happens, man.
I think, if it had been me,
that one's cheap, man. Not cheap.
Well, no.
Easy to get that one out there, man. Just give me Saturday and Sunday, man. We don't need to stay that Friday. Driving up there just to get there at, what, 9 something,
well,
10
a
o'clock
sm- it's
go to
a
sleep?
Smart it's a smart financial decision. I'm just saying, you could have took the whole family and you could have slid over and went to that little vineyard, that little wine spot that I got in Green. You could have seen Green, man.
Yeah. I'd rather do that without the kids.
Oh,
Not on game day. No, not on game day. I do have to get up Fredericksburg. We do have to hit that up. That is something. I think we may retire in Napa, Yeah, we really enjoyed it there.
Good for you.
I think that could be a spot to retire for us. I feel like we should check out Fredericksburg. I've heard
wine country.
I've heard you talk about it.
It's tremendous. You should
John
check
McClain
it out.
John McClain has told me about Fredericksburg a lot.
Yep, it's been a while, man. We need to go.
Bunch
been
of
a while.
Great.
Me and a wife hadn't been out there in a while.
Bed and breakfasts all over the place. Great ones.
Someone text in, he's not going to play well after that long drive. Yes, he will.
You ought to think about travel legs, man. Being in that car for 3 to 4 hours, man.
That's good, man.
Plus, you're going to be rushing because I know you're not going to leave at 9. You'll get a late start.
Oh, I'll get in there.
You gonna turn around and come right back Sunday?
Sunday, yeah, come on back Sunday.
What is it? What's the Sunday schedule?
Don't know. We won't know until what happens Saturday.
So, is there any chance that you would stay Sunday and come back early Monday morning?
No. I got a flight to catch Monday morning.
Oh, Monday morning. Are you out next week?
I'm here, but I'll be on the show, but I won't be here.
Oh, okay.
I'll be in Kansas City, but I got a flight to catch. Monday morning, yeah. Got to get back Sunday. Got to pack somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good. Now this gives me time
to pack. Might have been a good tournament skip.
Well, it's a big tournament. It's a big one. Big one in there.
Trey, you better play well.
And we're not skipping that as much money as we've paid for him to participate in this thing. He's going to get all the tournament.
It comes back to the mighty dollar, doesn't it?
Well, I'm just saying, man, he's going to get all of this. Y'all out there, you got some parents out there. You know about that AAU money. Shoot, he's getting all of this.
Damn, so.
Someone texted in, I believe if there was if there was food available at the tournament, Ron would use that as lunch. That is not true.
That is 100% true.
That's not my snack.
It is 100% true.
That's not true. That is not true.
Hey, boys, we're going to hit that Continental breakfast. Well, no, you don't get the Continental breakfast because you skipped out on the night before.
That's right. I get the breakfast at the house.
So, you get breakfast here. Get Courtney to cook the breakfast here. And then catch lunch at the tourney. Sit around, watch a couple games.
Is that my boy Ron?
That is not true. That is not true. I would not do that. Now, if they wanted some of that, maybe they got full before dinner. Maybe.
Well, you could still. That's the key.
flip on this burger.
Get there, Ron. Rat hole it and rat hole it, and that's the thing you eat for dinner in a hotel room.
No, man. I'll take them out to a good dinner, man.
You'll end up getting a free meal and one night at a hotel.
I'm having a good time. Take them to main event. Just let them go crazy.
Because you saved money the night before.
That'll be fun. I'll have a blast out there. All right, coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire. As I said, we'll get you ready for the Astros. Day two of training camp as well. We'll let you hear the takeaways from the head coach, D'Amico Ryans himself, and potentially a scary situation for a starting quarterback in the AFC. We'll let you know about that as we continue right here live on The Drive.